are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Mentorship and discipleship play a crucial role in shaping Christian men, offering guidance, support, and spiritual development. Today, we are going to be discussing the importance of such a role. And we are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Kilson Muchoko, who's going to be speaking to us about this. So, Pastor Muchoko, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am good, my pastor. I hope that you are well.
I'm well.
Amen. We praise the Lord. Before we start our conversation, Mpundisi, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Let us pray. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, I want to thank you this morning for the precious gift of life. I want to thank you for the day which is before us and the program which is before us. As we are going to deliberate, may you continue to guide us through the working of the Holy Spirit. Be with us and throughout the program. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my elder, so my pastor, for coming through to speak to us. You're speaking about all things having centered goals here. So how would we now define mentorship and discipleship in a Christian context?
Good. Mentorship and discipleship, these are very important areas. In light of the family, it all begins in the family because as you go to church,
mm-hmm.
The building block is the family.
Mm-hmm.
So we begin by mentoring the members of the family, people within the family context.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be disciples in the family first before they are disciples elsewhere,
yeah.
Before they go even to the church also.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So looking at, whilst we are discipling the family Mpundiswami now, how then now do we have centered goals that we have as a family, saying that we're going to disciple this one like this, we're going to disciple this one like this?
Yes, thank you very much. The family, as you know, it is the foundation. It is the foundation of society, it is the foundation of the church. So our goals need to be centered around Christ. They need to be, I may call them Christocentric goals. Goals that are centered around Christ,
mm-hmm.
goals that are spiritual. For example, we may look at goals that have got to do with financial resources.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How can we best help? We need to design a goal whereby we can best help a family member to achieve personal financial goals.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Christ need to be first in the finances. We need to teach them that as they deal with financial issues, as we help each and every member towards financial independence, it begins in the family. It begins with giving them the knowledge, each and every family member, that tithes and offerings, putting God first, tithes and offerings are very important if at all we are to achieve financial independence.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. So you need to have a goal that centers around financial resources, provision of financial resources.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
Yeah. Yeah. So looking at these goals, my pastor, so what are some of the specific goals that one could set, to help your family to be centered around around Christ? Because, yeah, sometimes we might have goals, but they are not centered around Christ. But then now, how do we bring it back for them to be centered around Christ?
Yes, if goals are to be centered around Christ, what we need to do is we need to ensure that, for example, in the family, you can have meaningful and realistic goals.
Mm.
Say, if you have devotions, for example.
Mm.
Yes, your devotions in the family need to be centered around Christ. As you carry out your devotions, you need to be led by Christ. As you deal with your finances, you also need to they need to be centered around Christ as you do business transactions,
mm-hmm.
whatever business that you are doing in the family or empowering each other in the family, they need to be centered around Christ. As you are also focusing, say, on leisure activities as a family,
mm-hmm.
your leisure activities must be centered around Christ.
Hey.
Suppose you decide to go out as a family, not only are you enjoying watching, say, the Victoria Falls
yeah.
or whatever, but you're saying,
this
is what God has created.
You know?
Yes, we have Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
You decide to go, yes, you have a goal, or a leisure goal. That's a goal. It's not just like it is with the secular world. People go to Vic Falls, they look at it and come back. But as you go to, with your family to Vic Falls, say for a holiday, that's leisure. That's a leisure goal. You are saying God has created something which is good.
Yes.
You get to appreciate who God is through leisure and looking at nature.
So as a family, Mpundi Swami, besides prayer, because I think most of the time it always comes back to prayer, and we know that prayer is the number one, right? But how can we now make Christ a more integral part, you know, of our family's daily life? Yes, we are praying, but besides the praying, what else can we do so that God is the center of our daily lives?
Yes, we have talked about praying, the devotions. Yes, those ones are very important. Business, I've just mentioned about it. Business transactions.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever business transactions that you are carrying out as a family, you need to put Christ first.
Okay.
How, for example, when we carry out business, for example, in the world, sometimes people are not honest. As you know, there's a lot of cheating. The scales that we use, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1, tells us that dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
As a family, if you are running a business, be it a family business or each and everyone is going for work and doing something, you need to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Christ must be at the center of whatever a transaction or business that you are doing during the day, or if it's a family business, it should be led by Christ. There should be some element of honesty. Honest scales must be used. Honest transactions must be used. You know that in the world there are so many people who are carrying out business, but you find that at the end of the day, in as much as they get money, cash at the end, but the how part of it is really important. How is one gotten to get the finances? Christ must be at the center of whatever transactions that you are doing. Yes, you must have a Christocentric approach.
Yes.
Does Christ really allow me to transact my business in such a dishonest way? Am I carrying it out in an honest manner?
And that question is very good, my pastor, and it's very needed, because sometimes we do things without checking the Christ factor. Would Christ
yes.
be okay with this? You know, would Christ, you know, be approving, you know, of what we are doing as a family? But sometimes we just go as we go, you know. But now, what are some ways in which we can prioritize family time that centers around Christ? I liked that earlier when you spoke about the leisure, you know, even the leisure must include Christ in it, that we marvel at, yo, like, guys, look at that tree. Wait, how is that? Let's look at that tree. You know, sometimes you study the tree. How is the other root of the tree? It looks like it's on top of a rock and stuff like that. But besides those things, my pastor, you know, how can we now prioritize our time so that it's centered around Christ?
Yes, you look at your day, you know, for example, as you begin your day, like I've mentioned to our devotions, you need to begin with Christ as a family. That's the starting point. God first. You begin your devotions with Christ. And as you go out, whatever activities that you are doing during the day, you need to get to know that Christ is the one who should be leading whatever things you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain times when you want to attend certain social functions. You can attend them as a family. In most cases, people are invited as family members, say weddings, right? Attend weddings. weddings of church members. Some can be of non-church members, non-members, but wedding of church members. There's quite a lot that you can learn because they center around Christ.
Mm.
You can have a dinner. In the dinner, send a dinner for a family that knows Christ or that is Christ-centered goals is different from a dinner that is held by people who do not have Christocentric goals, goals centered on around Christ. You can have a family get together for people who have goals that are centered around Christ.
Yeah.
Is totally different from a secular one.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, indeed. So looking at our children, because we can't leave them out of this conversation and we can't leave them,
Yes, because they are part of the family. When you talk about the family, they are inclusive, yes.
They are there with us. Everything we do, they have to be there. So now how do we now encourage them, my pastor, to develop a personal relationship with Christ, We're like, baby girls, baby boys, some now to pray. Some, they do get into the habit of that. But beyond that, I believe there's more that we can do. Or those who are like, one day they pray, the next they don't pray. How do we now, as parents, encourage them to have a relationship with Christ?
Yes. Engaging them is very important. I think you have made mention of that one.
Mm.
When we have prayers, sometimes we run into the problem as parents. And even as pastoral families, that we are the ones who are supposed to lead always.
Mm.
It is always good to come up with a program which is all inclusive and all involving, to involve them.
Mm.
Supposedly, we have a prayer session in the home or a devotion. You have a schedule whereby you, as the parent, either the mom or the dad is not as the mom or dad, you are not leading, but you are giving the leading role to any one of the family members, especially the children, so that they also get involved. As they get involved, they then become acquainted with the system, and then they come to appreciate what prayer is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that is being forced on them.
So, but how do we navigate that one? My pastor, I think throughout the conversations that we have with our friends at church as well, and even here on radio, we have had, the younger generation come through to speak about this, but oftentimes they feel like Christ is forced on them. I grew up in a Christian family. Others, they even make this joke that I was born in the vestry, but now how do we now move them from feeling like, because I was born in the vestry, therefore this is it, but for them to say, I am the one who is choosing Christ, I am the one who's choosing Jesus. How do we go about introducing and letting them know this Christ without it feeling like it's forced on them?
That's very important. We need to get to know that being born in a pastoral family or in a family where people are Christians and they carry devotions each and every day,
mm-hmm.
it does not make one a Christian.
Hey.
We have got to let our children and family members, especially children that we're talking about, have an experience with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Let them talk about their experience with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
How are they experiencing life with Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Not Christ being imposed on them or forced on them.
Mm-hmm.
What are their daily experiences? Where does Christ come in? How is Christ coming in? How are they appreciating? Yes, having a relationship with Jesus Christ, how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we just not need to force on them. Yes.
Yes,
let's give them the independence. Sometimes they don't have the independence to talk about their spirituality, to talk about their spiritual experiences, to talk about how Christ is leading in their lives. Rather than hear someone say, can't you see that Christ is leading in your life? Yes.
Mm.
They need to say out their experiences.
Mm. Mm. Hi, my elder, my pastor, you have spoken well there. I think for me it goes there. In case someone might come tomorrow, like the pastor said, if you can just explain that part a bit where you said that reading devotions, you said it does not really make you a Christian. If you can just expatiate on that one, that daily reading, no, you, there's more that you need to do as a person.
Yes. It doesn't make one a Christian reading daily devotions, but you need to approach it from a practical point of view. Say, suppose you read the devotions, and then you include practical discussions connected to the particular devotion, whether it's a verse or whatever. Oh, how do you see this text? How can you apply it in life? Have you had such an experience? These are some of the questions that you can probe. In most cases, we read through devotionals. Then we say, this is what Christ said. This is the best way to go, without giving our children or family members to give their experiences in relation to the read text or passage, whatever.
Hi, indeed. My pastor, thank you so much. I believe we have learned as families there, and we have taken notes, and we will make sure that Christ, you know, is the center of our lives. So I'm going to ask you, my elder, that can you please pray for families, that through it all that we do, let us remember that Christ is the center of it all.
Sure. Before I pray, just briefly.
Yes.
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says, whether you eat or drink, whatever things you do, do all to the glory of God. So within a family setting, our eating, our drinking, our dressing, our association, our relationships, whatever things that we say, whatever things that we speak, it must be centered around Christ. Does Christ really accept this? Is it acceptable before Christ? Not the world, because the world is its own way of doing these things. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Please pray for us.
Let's pray. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for this discussion that we've heard. We want to thank you for helping us to get to know that whatever things that we do, they need to be centered around Christ. We need to be individuals in families who set goals which are centered around Christ, so that at the end of the day, we do not just please anyone, but we seek to please the Lord through whatever things that we'll be doing as a family. Be with us throughout the day and continue to help us, such that whatever little knowledge that we might have gotten this morning, we get to implement it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. My elder, my pastor, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we're powered by the SID Media.